So let's review. Zok de Mishnah, hanoide min ha-chalav, mut b'koim. If a person makes a neder from chalav, he's prohibited only from milk, but he's permitted in whey. Because as the Gemara explains, ba'asr d'rabbanan kar l'chal b'chalba b'l'koim b'koima. In the Tanakhama's area, people refer to milk as chalav and to whey as koim. Therefore, whey is not included in the word chalav. However, Rabbi Yasi holds that both milk and whey are prohibited because ba'asr d'Rabbi Yasi l'koima nami kar l'koima d'chalba. In Rabbi Yasi's area, people refer to whey as koima d'chalba. Therefore, whey is included in the word chalav. Similarly, min ha-koim mutar b'chalav. In the reverse case, when he made a neder from koim, the Tanakhama holds that only whey is prohibited, but milk is permitted for the same reason. Ba'asad rabbanu kar l'chal b'chalba, l'koima koima. However, the Ran adds that according to Rabbi Yasi, both milk and whey are prohibited because kibin d'kar lu koima d'chalav havlu davar echad. In Rabbi Yasi's area, since they refer to whey as koima d'chalba, they are one entity. The Mishnah continues. Abishalaimer hanoide min hagvina aser ba bein malucha v'tfeila. When a person makes a neder from cheese, both salted and bland cheeses are prohibited. The Mishnah continues. Hanoide min habasa mutar b'reitiv u'bekipa. If one makes a neder from meat, only actual meat is prohibited. However, the reitiv, the sauce, and kipa, the small bits at the bottom of the pot, are permitted, because as the Rush explains, demashma basar dafka masha nikra basar. Reitiv v'kipa are not called basar. Rabbi Yehuda Iser, Rabbi Yehuda holds that reitiv v'kipa are prohibited because the kibin sheyesh beitam basar aser. Reitiv v'kipa are considered basar because they have the flavor of meat. I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'isa ba'aser olein Reb Tarfon, but beim shenis bashlo imay. Rabbi Yehuda relates an incident of a noyde b'basar in which Reb Tarfon prohibited even the eggs that were cooked with the meat, apparently because it has tam basar. Amrulai kain hadavar. A masai, bizman shiyem a basa ze alai. Sha noidim in hadavar vinis arv ba'achar, im yesh by benoisin tam aser. Nacham replied that indeed we agree in the case of Reb Tarfon, but there is a difference between basu ze and basa. In the case of Reb Tarfon, the noidim made a nether from basu ze, this specific piece of meat. Therefore, the meat becomes a chaticha de isura, a prohibited piece, and we treat it as any other devar aser in which Taimei Aser. If the basar got mixed into other permitted foods, the taruvais, the mixture, becomes Aser if like a sheshem bishal heter. The heter does not have 60 times the amount of the iser, and the flavor of the meat can be felt. That's why the beitz and shenis bashli imay are Aser, and so too the rate of a kippah, which certainly have tam basar. However, in the case of the Mishnah Noidim and Habasar, where he made the neder from basar meat in general, Tanakhama holds that reit v'kipa are not included in the term basar, as the Rosh explains. La'asar atzma el b'davar ha'nikra basar. Similarly, the Mishnah continues, hanoide min ha'yayin, mut b'tavshol sheyesh b'tam yayin. If one makes a neder from wine in general, only wine is prohibited, but food that has the flavor of wine is permitted because, as the Ran explains, mashmu usta keshehu be'en, he meant actual wine. However, amu koinim yayin zesh anitayim v'nafol tavshil. If he said this wine, food that has the flavor of this wine is also prohibited. Zok de Mishnah. Hanoidim min ha'navim mutar b'yayin. If one makes a neder from grapes in general, only grapes are prohibited, but wine is permitted. Similarly, min ha'zeisim mutar b'shemen. If one makes a neder from olives, only olives are prohibited, but oil is permitted. However, amar koinim zeisim ha'navim elu she'eini tayim, aser behen ubeyetzim hen. If one states, I will not taste these olives and grapes, he's forbidden in those zeisim anavim, and even its oil and wine are also prohibited. The Gemara has a question. Bayi Rama bar Chama, elu dafka or she'eini tayim dafka? Which are the critical words that create the above distinction? Elu or she'eini tayim? And after some discussion, the Gemara concludes, be'elu lo'kem b'bayilam. The dafka hu. If he said elu, it certainly indicates that he meant yeitzim mehen b'taymoi, to be aser, as explained earlier. Ki mebayilan b'she'eni tayim davka o lav davka. Does she'eni tayim also indicate that he means for yeitzim mehen b'taymoi to be aser? This question remains unresolved.